Beis, we were talking about sending chavis, sending dag, basar, yayin, and tchelas through a guy. Do they send tchelas today? Does it have a double simen? I bought tchelas in the store, but it was a from owner. The tchelas they sell is double simanim. Should I buy tchelas?
What's the name?
Oh, it's debatable. It's a chalazin. It's made from the murex. That's the whole tumbling is whether that is or is not the chalazin. It's only a chance it's the chalazin. The question is how much of a chance. That's
Because
I don't think it's likely that it's correct, but it could be. And anyway, a beis kiva shechsimai karoi. Once you put the proper seal, medina itzarch lazav l'raisai. You don't really even have to check for the seal. The whole purpose of the seal is that the guy should be afraid to tamper with it. If you see that someone deliberately ruined the simen, oser. Even with 100 chaisamais, if you see it was tampered with, it's a problem. But let's say the chaisim is ruined, but you could understand that it didn't happen deliberately. It happened maybe either behemai tinaik shleib kavana or she yisro yaitzev nichnis. In all these cases, it's mutter b'diavad. So I don't. If either a Jew is yaitzev nichnis, he's going in and out. So even if it doesn't have a proper chaisim, or if the chaisim was originally made right and something happened to it on the way, but it could have happened accidentally, so we're matir. I'll tell you, I was once, I didn't know what to do. I mentioned this to you last time. I went down to, what's the difference with store? They're one of the supermarkets where we supervise the repackaging of the poultry and the meat. So the poultry was in boxes that were sealed properly with tape and even had a plumber in the box. However, on the side of the box, it had handles, had holes for handles to carry it. And this particular box had only flegels in it. And the Mashkiach showed me, you could stick your hand through and pull out the flegels from the side and replace them. So the question is whether that's a problem with the chaisim. Yeah?
Not tamper-proof.
I didn't know what to say. It's not tamper-proof, yeah.
It's not the issue of the chaisim, it's the issue that there's another way.
Another way to get around it, yeah.
Chaisim is probably...
Well, chaisim is a seal. I mean,
it's a seal, the seal doesn't seal it.
If it's not sealing, it's not sealed.
Yeah, and most people wouldn't think of, who thought of it, to stick your hand through the side, but I don't know. I told them to call Rabbi Kohn. You know, we have six rabbanim on Kiyah. So you pass the buck every once in a while. I didn't know what to say. What? Well, the issue now is they were repackaging it and it came in that box. The issue was right now. The issue wasn't tomorrow.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I understand. Well, they could put tape over the handle.
What were the plumbers attached to?
To the seal. What they do is they have it's not rope. I don't know how to phrase it. It's a flat material that they wrap it with. It's a very strong material. If you took tape and you lift it by the tape, it's heavy. It would rip. They have it's a binder of some type. It's a cloth-like thing that goes around it, twice around and once in length, and you could lift it by it, so it's very good. And that has a plumber, has a seal at the end of it.
What did Rav Duncan say?
I don't remember. Okay. At any rate, we're matir unless we know it was tampered with. Gimel, another kula. I feel in this kalkul achaisim bekavana. Even if you know it was tampered with. Loich hashim el chalifin, ela bedovish yesh lo nachri hanor bechalifin. Only something with is a financial or other benefit by switching it. Oy bayayin, or by wine. Wine were also chayishish, yesh lo bisha asu benegia aideis askus. Because the guy could have acid it by touching it when he was involved with it. Aval, however, imraya hadavish shalach ihifkid vuhu toiv kamaish shalach. If what he sent, if it's not wine, if it's something else, and it looks just as good as what he sent, fish, it looks just as good as other fish. V'loi nehena hanachri, imichlifai, the guy would have had no benefit, loi chashin and shiach l'chahachis. We're not chayshish that he does it for no reason. This is a kula in the Ramaz, he eshaimrim, that apparently we pasca like, that if there's no benefit in switching. The question is, if you're sending a burger, is there any benefit in switching? In theory, a kosher burger costs more than a tray for burger.
Yeah, but the guy that...
What?
We
pay more. So the question is whether we should be chayshit that this guy sold the kosher burger and replaced it with a tray for burger. What? Well, maybe he got hungry. Maybe he's driving the car and it smelled good. So he stopped at McDonald's.
There's no reason our profit margin that they should wind up switching. Unless they're at by something. Meaning...
No. What about money?
What
about the financial? They walk out of a kosher delight. They walk out with these six burgers. They see someone about to come in. They says, why wait online? He'll give you the six burgers. He pays them for it. And a burger in the kosher place costs $5. You go to McDonald's, it's 99 cents.
So the same burger.
No, but if he sells it, he'll get $5 for it.
Who's he going to sell it?
He walks out of easy. Kosher, whatever. What was the name of that place? Kosher King, it was called, remember?
Yes. But who's going to buy from a guy?
He walks right out of the store with the stuff in the package. He's walking right out of the store. He's got the package. You're walking in a big line. The guy's walking out. He says, look, I just bought it. It's true. He just bought it. So I'll switch it. He'll give it to you. No? It doesn't happen. I don't really think it happened. Chazal were chayshish for it. Not me. Chazal were chayshish. If there's a potential benefit, then they were chayshish, then it was switched.
So your case with the flea was
that you'll switch the kosher for the treif.
Why?
Because it's more expensive. You get Purdue chickens for 99 cents a pound.
He's not selling the box. He took them out.
So go to a guy. He'll
sell them to who?
Once he takes it out of the box, who's he going to sell it?
Box is not worth anything.
Without the box, it's not worth anything.
Unless they are plumbers.
No, if they are plumbers, there's no problem. I don't need the box if there's no plumber. You're right. How is it going to happen? I don't know, but Chazal or Chayshit, then I'll switch it if it's cheaper. It's not me. I'm not really Chayshit, but, I don't know. There's no question. You can't send a steak sandwich with a Mexican driver. Well, what's his benefit? It's only a theoretical benefit. It's not a practical.
I want to understand what the case he gave here at the beginning. It says, "In roya shachosom mekulko," that implies afiru bekavona. That implies one chosom. It says afiru hefsim b'meichosomos. Does that mean the other 99 are intact, and one is?
It would seem to be that all 100 have to be tampered with. If one is tampered with, it doesn't make sense that the other 99
right.
shouldn't help. You're
so
right.
It would have to be all of them.
Yeah, I think so. It's interesting, in Dalid, I mentioned this to you, I believe, the other night, Mafteach v'chaisim have a base chesamais. Now, in English, it's hard to translate. Mafteach literally means a key, and chesam means a seal. That's not what it means here, obviously. You're talking about a package. But it means that one is what we call a simen movik. One is a very good simen, and one is an inferior simen. That's good. As long as you have one good simen, the second could be an inferior simen. U'bidvarim shadai b'chaisim echad. And things outside of chavis, outside of fish, meat, and wine, things that for which one chaysim is enough. From hayasham shnei mafteches, two inferior chaysim is dina kachaysim echad. Mafteach echad, but makim esim ruba yesh lahatim alaymer de dina kachaysim echad. Makim esim ruba was saimach on a single one, which even if it's inferior, v'chein beiz mafteches chashka shnei chaysim is. Now it's very hard to translate this into the 21st century type of chaysim is. It is disturbing that almost every, whatever you're going to do, can be easily and inexpensively forged. Today, you can make copies of anything. You can take any hechsher and then get a stamper in the store for $3 and make a stamper. And you can duplicate the tape. You just take the tape into a store and they'll reprint it for you. So it's a very troubling application of what Chazal talked about. So thank God it says that you can rely on inferior chaysamais, but chaysamais today are inferior chaysamais. They're just from beginning to end the whole system. If somebody wants to play the game, he can play the game. And if someone tells me no, I'll tell them come with me now. We can go buy a bunch of Dairy Lee cakes, which are not not kosher. Go to Reisner's Bakery, and I could go in the store and for 5 minutes have it out with all, I think they have 3 echsherim now, all 3 echsherim in 5 minutes. And things, it's not a difficult thing to do. And there's no yaitzah v'nichnas in the middle of the night. The whole system relies on amavteches, relies on inferior chesamais. And it's one thing in the cake business where it's not such a big price difference. When you're talking about meat, where there's a tremendous incentive to do it, any butcher store, if he wants, can fool the mashgiach. I can tell you how you do it. You don't have to be smart. You have a butcher store on Avenue, whatever. Now, don't go around telling people I did this with the Dairy League cakes, whatever it is. But you have a butcher store, and he's selling meat. Okay, and the mashgiach comes, and they have closed-circuit cameras. They're watching everything. All he needs to have is a second location, have in his basement, where he gets a tray for meat sent. His basement, there's no mashgiach coming in. He can repackage everything. And then he can have somebody deliver. He can put 16 chesamis on it and bring it to his store. You don't have to be a genius. How does a person take care of that? Now, what we do in order to avoid that is we have access to the bills. They have to give part of the contract in a meat store is you have to have access to how much meat is delivered. And you see how much is delivered, how much is sold. So there's a certain amount of control. But that also could be easily played with. It's not, you can call and ask them for a duplicate of the delivery. What I'm saying is, this sif is a very good sif. It says, inferior chesamais are good b'di'evet, shasat chai. So, we are chesamais, they're inferior. There's still a human nature to be afraid to forge. I mean, for enough money, people do it. But people b'teva, the Chazal said, a shtar has a certain power of best. And if you have a contract, it has a certain assumption of credibility. Because people are afraid to do it. And I didn't understand it until a number of years ago. One of my children was in Israel, and we were bringing him home middle of his man for a simcha. So we called El Al. I don't know if they still have. They had then student tickets, which were cheaper and more flexible. So we called. They said student tickets in the middle of the semester. You have to have his. He has to come with his student card, GO card. So I called Mir Yeshiva. They don't have GO. They don't have student cards. So what do? I went to the computer. I made a student card. I told him to go and get passport pictures. I had it laminated for a dollar in the Staples. And I had a card. I gave it to him. He showed it to Elal. It was perfectly good. I still have it on the computer. There's a certain nemonis that's given to things, even though everyone knows. It doesn't take a lot of seichel to forge it. But I don't know. There's a certain trust that's given to it. And even when I did it, I was forging it, but I wasn't forging it. He really was a student. But there's a certain aima about doing it, and that's very much what we rely on. It's not a foolproof system by any means.
Is there any objective criteria, perhaps in Maruba?
There's a strong disagreement over the following. Let's say I'm a vendor. And I have $100,000 worth of chicken wings or cheese. And I go to the Rav, I say, I have some merubah. He says, you're right. $100,000, it could be bagel. You come into my store to buy $3 worth of cheese. So I'm selling it to you. But it's only worth to have some merubah. For you, it's not to have some merubah for the customer. When you come into the store, you assume you're buying something that's really kosher. Dechatchila. So there's a tremendous amount of disagreement over how Hefsin Merubah works. In Hilchas Treifus, there's probably the longest Pesachei Tshuva in Yerideya, or maybe one of the longest, where he records a disagreement, I think, between Rabbi Kivager and Chassam Sofer on the topic, father-in-law and son-in-law, about what's called Hefsin Merubah. Do you go by each animal or by the bunch of animals? Do you go by each piece of bar of block of cheese or by the whole bunch of them? The practice is to be mekel. The practice is to say, if you have a fellow Jew for whom it's a hefsin merubah, it's mutter for you too. And I don't know. I always wonder if it's honest to sell somebody something as if it's lechatchilah when it's really not. So I don't know.
If the world already accepts it as lechatchilah, why would we have meat?
No, no, I'm talking in an individual case where you have some Aruba type of heter. We happen to have a case that you have to matib have some Aruba, whether it's right to sell it to unsuspecting consumers.
Well, he's not going to announce this is only good
to the That's right. Not going to not get too many customers.
Right.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. Okay, let's see the next sif. Hey, im sheleach ezadava besak. If you send me something in a bag, v'chosam hasak, and you sealed the top, you stapled it with a simon. Einai afilu k'chosam echad, elam kem hafachat firos lufnim. Just sealing the bag is nothing unless you made some type of a simon in the sealing of the bag on top. V'im chosam adav v'shasholach v'gam chosam hasak, havikishtei chosamais. If the thing in the sack and the sack itself are sealed in a proper way, so that's considered to be two chesamais. Again, the exact example of hafach hasak, I'm not sure we know what it is. It was something that existed 200 years ago when this was written.